Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled, Why So Hard a Battle? Well, we as Christians, we are definitely in conflict. In fact, mankind is in conflict. And sometimes the types of attacks and battles we go through are different when we become a Christian, because generally the bottom line endeavor of the devil's attacks is to make us question not only the reality of our salvation, but how much God really loves us. In other words, you may be going through a very difficult time right now, and sometimes when you know that God is all-powerful, He's spoke the worlds into existence, there is nothing that occurs that He's not aware of, and it's like, Lord, if You love me, if You really care, why am I going through all of this? It may be one of the most trying and difficult times of your life, and I know from the letters that come in, some of God's people are being tested in just very strong waves. And it brings us, and perhaps that's the purpose, to bring us totally to the end of ourselves, the end of our strength, to the end of our resources. We might be strong, independent people naturally. We may have traits that the world admires. We may think, you know, appear to have it all together. But when God knows how to touch those weak areas in our lives, that we can really be transformed by His power, by the grace of God that covers our weaknesses. He does not want to, I can't recall it right now by quoting it, but there's a statement in Jeremiah, I believe, that does say, He does not willingly afflict the sons of men. He does not allow, He does not take pleasure in it. He does not enjoy it. He allows whatever happens in our lives so we can be perfected, so we can be changed, so we can allow the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives to continue in an unhindered and uninterrupted manner. God loves us. Why? Listen, this, we may go through battles, but this life, I don't care if you live to be 120, beloved, this life is so brief compared to the eons of eternity that we will spend with our eternal God. He created time. He exists out of time. He existed before time was. Time was something that was needed when He created a mortal being, because with that mortality, there would be a passage of time. There would be birth, there would be life, there would be death. And only two individuals in the human race have escaped that, and that is Enoch, who pleased God and walked with God and was no more, and Elijah, who was taken to heaven at the time of his departure from earth in a fiery chariot of the Lord, which Elisha witnessed with his own eyes. So, beloved, this is a journey. It's a process we're going through, but He will not allow us to be tested above what we are able, what we can handle. Sometimes we think, I cannot handle any more, God. Can You please help me? Well, sometimes we feel that way, but He alone knows what's really He knows our mettle. He knows the strength that He has deposited within us. And I don't know about you, but there are times if you can look back in your life at the battles you've gone through, you marvel that in terms of where you might be at right now, the strength and the ability you had, well, He carried you through. Remember, there was a popular, I would say, poem that went around about, it was called Footsteps, that this person dreamed and saw the Lord in footsteps on the beach, and there were two sets of footprints, and then there were times when there was only one set, and this person asked, what happened? Why did you leave me? And the Lord's response was, that was the time I carried you. There are times we don't have any strength, and he knows that, but he'll carry us through. It may be the death of a loved one. It may be that our world could be turned upside down. We've lost a job. We've had a betrayal of a loved one or a friend. Some horrific news that you receive from the doctor or from a relative, some tremendously impactful thing that can set you on your ear unless you will hold on to the hand of God. He does all things well. That's what the Word of God says. Well, let's go on. As I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were looking at the fourth chapter of James, and he did say in those first seven verses, "From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members?" In other words, it's from the carnal man. It's the part of us that hasn't been redeemed. It's that quick anger. It's that sharp word. It's that hurtful action. Things that will hurt and offend that aren't done by the Spirit of Christ. They are offensive. They are hurtful. And we regret it. But somehow we just fell. And we sometimes, the thing that's really grievous is we can repeat this course of action. This repetitive behavior can be very exciting, as well as distressing. We get worked up in our emotions. But verse 2 in James says, "Ye lust and have not, ye kill, and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight in war, yet ye have not." And it's important because he says, "Because ye ask not." Sometimes folks don't want God to get too involved in their lives. They want his blessings, but we hold on very strongly, possessively, to the things that we think are ours, our time, our response, our stuff, our possessions, whatever. James is stating, you desire, you want unity and peace and power and influence, and even to the extent you would destroy others because they don't agree with you. Yet James gives a secret that is so simple. No one need lose the way. But multitudes do, beloved. James says, ye have not because ye ask not. Let me read from the third chapter of James, and I'm going to be reading verses 8 through 18. I'm going to read quite a bit of scripture, but let's listen as if we'd never heard it before. "But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith we bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God." And we're made in God's image. That's what that means. Our tongue, we can praise God, thank God, and then we curse our fellow men. Verse 10, "Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain," we're speaking in the natural, he's giving an illustration, "send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter?" You know the answer to that, beloved. "Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries?" Not likely. "Either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh," right? "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you?" If he's a wise man, this is what his advice. "Let him show out of a good conversation," in other words, by his conduct, "his works," the things that he does and says, "with meekness of wisdom." You see, wisdom has to have humility as a starting point. "But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts," you know, if it's in your heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, "glory not." Don't think you're so great. "Lie not against the truth." This wisdom, what we think is wise, what the world applauds, this wisdom descendeth not from above. In other words, that's not of God, but it is earthly, sensual, devilish. "For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." Where there's envying and strife, where there's disselfishness, there is confusion, there's disorder, and the enemy has a heyday, if we allow that. But listen to this, beloved, there's good news. Verse 17, "But the wisdom that is from above is first," in other words, first of all, "it is pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Because the spirit of truth is true. There's no deceiving. There's no deception. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. What a powerful amount, collection of wisdom did the Holy Spirit give James in just those few verses. That it's so impactful. If we could do that, well, we would be well on our way to maturity. In verse 3, James states, "You ask, receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it on your lusts." Why don't we receive? Because there's not a pure motive. People call on God without considering His will and glory. They ask for selfish desires and personal gain. Get them, Lord. Get that person. You see what they did? Rather than true gain for the kingdom of God. Jesus said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do," as He hung in untold, unspeakable agony on the cross of Calvary. There's a lack of humility in their prayers. And when the winds begin to blow, our hearts begin to fear. When the trials come, unless, beloved, we are rooted and grounded in God's word, we are tossed about like a ship in a storm. Remember the matter of they were crossing over. Jesus had told His disciples to cross over. There was a storm. Jesus walked on the water, and He said to them, "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" Beloved, the faith that the word is talking about is not in ourselves, not in our strength, but a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He will give us the grace that we need in our time of need. And Father, as I bring this broadcast to a close, you see those listening today and the needs in their lives. I will pray, Lord, that you will give them the grace that they need at this moment in time in their lives, that you may receive glory and honor. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.